The Wicomico County Council is set to meet on Friday afternoon at 5:30 in their chambers to find a way forward after Dr. Rene Desmaris withdrew his name for county executive. This has left two candidates standing, Republican delegate Carl Anderton and former county employee Michelle Ennis. On Monday, before his decision, a gathering was held, including some business groups, calling on the council to reconsider its decision to appoint him. Indeed, the night of the Desmaris appointment, there was a sharp reaction from Randy Day, CEO of Purdue Farms. We turn to Greg Bassett, editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent. And in our last segment, we take a look at the public pressure on the council.
I don't know that it does weigh on them, but it certainly should weigh on them. You know, if Randy Day got up in public and criticized my newspaper, I'd be lying low the next day. I'd feel pretty bad about myself. I would have to, you know, I'd have to listen to his advice, because he's a successful person who knows politics and knows the community. And, you know, his opinion has great value, certainly, as an employer, as a CEO, as a hirer of people. That's how he framed it. You know, I'm somebody who builds teams, and this is just no way to do a hiring process, no way to build a team. Now, you know, 2020 is not 2022. But, you know, the next election is 2.5 years away. There's still time, but, you know, after that session on Thursday night where Dr. Desmaris was picked, you know, everyone on Friday was like, I'm running against this person, I'm running against that person. There is one person who's exposed in the election this November, Nicole Ackley, who was appointed to the seat last July, a year ago in July. She's coming up for a special election as a Republican, running against Alex Scott. He's the challenger. She's never faced the voters before. It's a very heavy Republican district. But I have heard that Alex is trying to step up his campaign now. You know, perhaps he's gotten energized by this. And I've also heard that other people might throw their names in as write-in candidates to perhaps, you know, like big-name people going in as write-in candidates to try to take some votes off of Nicole to perhaps punish her for the decision with Dr. Desmaris. So, yeah, there's certainly pressure that way.
Where do you think this leaves Anderton? I mean, he worked really actually hard to prep himself on getting the job, being informed. As I understand it, talked to a number of people about plans and so on. I mean, he really put out a real effort. And then obviously he was rejected even after all that effort. Where do you think that puts him?
I have to say, I've seen a side of Carl here that I wouldn't have seen. But he's hanging in there. He seems to still want the job. He still wants to be a candidate. He's still engaging. And he did work it. And as you, anyone who's watched his interviews to see, he was the only candidate who could really answer all the questions they asked. He understood those things because he understands the issues. You know, now Carl's holdback is that, you know, he can be a pretty familiar guy. You know, he's very friendly and backslapper. And people sometimes think he's not very serious. But I have to say, you know, when the rubber hits the road and all those other cliches, I think he's a worker. I think he really is. And I think it helps that he communicates on both sides of the aisle so that he knows what's going on and he can sort of subvert problems as they develop. That's the thing in Annapolis. When Norm Conway was in there as a Democrat and a chairman of the Appropriations Committee, you know, he was at every table for every important meeting and involved in every big decision. You know, Carl's kind of on the outside looking in terms of the leadership, you know, in the state house. He's got a good relationship with the governor, certainly, but, you know, Democrats, you know, don't invite the Republicans in to play at their table in their sandbox. So you have to be a friendly and non-threatening guy to get in there and get the work done.
Greg Bassett, editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.